MBR, it's Military Brotherhood Radio, USA.
We must be in heaven, man!
I started listening to it because a friend had it on, and I was like, oh, wow, I like all these songs.
I listened to it at work.
And all the songs that were coming on, I was like, oh, wow, I like that one, too.
Janis Joplin.
Late 60s, early 70s.
It makes it feel great. It's energizing. It's motivating.
Find us on the web at mbradio.us.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G. And I hope y'all ready for the bombest mother to ever grace the airwaves in this tank.
Hey, what's up, man? This is your boy, Soulja Boy. Tell him.
Yo, what's up?
This is your train show.
We would like to remind all of our listeners that the opinions of individual shows or DJs do not necessarily reflect those of NBR. Please keep in mind this is entertainment and intended for the listener with a sense of humor.
Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested.
There's a lot of non-profit organizations out there.
Not like the Ace Train Show.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as
Ace Train Show has to be my favorite show.
You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
We're in the business to make dreams come true. I just want to say thank you to all the vets out there.
The Ace Train Show.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
All right, everyone. Brought to you by MBR Radio and played across the world on stations like AFN, broadcasting from the Railhead Station Studios here in colorful Colorado. Man, is it colorful. It is like snowing dogs out there. It's just another edition of the H-Train Show. We here have one mission, and that mission is to show that there are more programs beyond the VA. Hey, Mike, do me a favor and turn that thing down. I can kind of hear myself in the background here. Like I said, beyond the VA, my name's H-Train, and in the studio, my guest co-host is Mike.
Yeah, man.
And that's when Mike says,
yo, yo, yo.
Okay. Strike two. We'll work on it next week. Thanks for joining us. That was all he was supposed to say. Before we get started, I want to remind you that there are a number of ways you can hear us. You can visit us on their Facebook page for more details on the H Train Show. Or you can visit us on our Facebook page, Military Brotherhood Radio, and you can join the chatter in the chat lounge. If you are a computer guy and you want to get on the computer and stream it, you can do that by going to MB Radio, that is MikeBravoRadio.us, and chime that way. Now, if you're in your car, we don't want you to just, you know, get on your car and request and stuff. Go to Siri and tell her that you want to send a request to this number, 720-330-8383. And that is powered by Freedom Pop, our Total Talk text line. Unleash your mobile, unleash your minutes. And you can request songs. If you know an announcements, like I had a Mike, check this out. I had a listener earlier today, and we're going to get into it a little bit later. But I had a listener. He called in, and he's like, dude, did you realize what just happened? And I'm like, I have no clue what you're talking about. He's like, did you see the tweet? So apparently, one of the presidential candidates, like staff or whatever, they were at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport, and at 11:30, 11:50 Eastern Standard Time, there were 9 people shot and injured, and 1 confirmed dead. They do have the shooter in custody. But my question is, for all you Florida folks out there, what the hell are you putting in y'all's water? I mean, this whole year, there's like 3-4 crazy things that's happened in Florida. I mean, I don't want to single you out, you know. I mean, it's not like you got, It's not like you got a guy dressed as Joker that goes in the theater trying to find season tickets to the Denver Bronco games by killing everybody. Too soon? Okay. Oh, and my friend just messaged me. It is 5 dead now, 8 wounded. So it's just crazy. But I tell you what, here in a bit, we're going to go on a music break. I got a little bit of a story about the first song that we're playing on the music break. But before we do that, this week's nonprofit of the week that we chose was Catch a Lift Foundation. And I'm not going to go into all the details. I will tell you that it doesn't matter if you have a visual or non-visual injury. If you have PTSD, Mike, they want you to get on the treadmill. We're going to tell you, when we come back from break, we're going to tell you and show you how you can get exercise. I'm not kidding. You can get exercise equipment for free.
Nice.
They're going to pay for it. They're going to pay for your gym membership as well. Wow. So you want to make sure and stick around and listen to that. So that's the rundown that we've got today. Clearing the air, we've got some things that have happened during the week, some headlines that me and you are going to go over, and we're going to give our beat, you know. Not exactly a gripe, but you know how we think of things, you know. So it's a new year, everybody. We're starting out new year. New Year resolutions, New Year's goals. That's the reason why I thought Catch a Lift Foundation, that would be perfect. Because I know some of y'all soldiers out there are like me, fat asses, that are smoking and drinking beer, and we need to get our butts off the couch. I'm one of them, so don't worry. I'm not perfect, let me tell you. So before we go break, I had this battle buddy of mine. I met him for the first time, I think like 2 years ago. And I went to his house and he had all these studio equipment, like mics and stuff. It like blew my mind, okay? And I never told him this, but he kind of inspired me to get into it even more. So what did I do? I went to college. I graduated. I've learned so much. And like everything that he tried to tell me, I'm like thinking to myself, yeah, I remember him telling me that, you know. I learned so much from him. He was with me during the Beer 30 era. And that's what the Ace Train Show used to be. But yeah, we're going to have him playing a song. He created a song. I think it took him about 2 years to kind of, you know, get his life all gelled and find his sound. And I want to get the nonprofit on here that helped him do that as well. But that's going to be the first song that we're playing today. And the reason why we're playing that song, I think it's important. I think it's important, and I also think that it's very important as brothers and sisters that we help each other. However, coping with the stress, riding horses, singing songs, masturbating, whatever you want to do, it's really important to be supported. So, with that being said, When we come back, we are going to be playing Todd Fawn as Why Are We Here? Yeah, I accidentally did it. My bad. So when we come back, he's gonna sing that song, and then when we come back from it, we're going to talk to this nonprofit, see if we can get your butt out of the couch. You're listening to the H-Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason.
Think this is the song? Think this is the poem? But remember this, my friends. These words might never make it home.
just a little bit, just a little bit of you. Just a little bit, just a little bit of you. Just a little bit, just a little bit of you. Just a little bit, just a little bit of you.
Sammy Gallo, and I'm a NASCAR analyst for Mile High Sports AM 1340, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
You know, I forgot to ask Mike if we were doing... He was bringing me, if he was bringing us back or if I'm bringing you back.
We always seem to make it work, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
Like, you know what's great about having TBI, both of us?
We have no clue what we're doing.
Well, that's not even it. It's like a new show every 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's this thing called Plex, and Plex gives you the capabilities where you can build your library. If you have home movies, you can, you know, make them like an MP4 file and then put them on your Plex and watch them. And I was talking to my dad like the other day, and he's like, well, I want to delete these. And I'm like, so Plex isn't going to be good for you. Plex is good for me and Mike because we can watch the same movie in and out, and it's brand new every single time. We don't have any clue what's going on.
Exactly.
So, yeah, TBI's like Plex. If you don't have TBI, Netflix is definitely the
route for you.
The route for, but... Lynn came on here not to talk about movies. Lynn came on here to talk about what our soldiers and what our veterans can do now that it's a new year. And I find this very funny, and I'll tell you why I find it funny, Lynn, okay? Whenever I go into the gym, every January, it's like packed. Completely packed. Like I'm having to undress and dress in my truck because it's so packed, all right? But then come February, I'm guessing come February after the honeys get the chocolates because it's Valentine's Day, they're like, okay, screw it. We'll try it again next year, you know? And then,
and then
it levels out. But what Lynn has helped me do is, especially since I have PTSD, I have that issue being around people. I don't know why. But I have an issue about, and I don't think it's me, Lynn. I think it's them.
I agree.
I think they're just mean people, you know? I think I'm the nicest guy in the world, and they're just mean people. And it's hard for me to get around. So what did Catch-A-Live Foundation or Fund? I get this mixed up every time.
Fund. F-U-N-D, Fund.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you guys don't know the story, I'm going to tell Lynn to tell the story of what inspired her to do it. It was her and her son that had this idea. And what she does is if you have a VA rating, and in small cases, you would have to talk to Lynn. But sometimes if you don't have a VA rating because you're still active duty, sometimes they can work with you, but their main goal is to get you fit, especially if you have a hard time getting out of the house. So, I love your organization. I will tell you
Thank
that
you.
Right now, Lynn. I will tell you
Thank
that
you.
When I was going to college, I was dealing with a lot of... What do you want to call it? I was dealing with a lot of stress to the point where I didn't know if I was going to make tomorrow. And your text messages that you send all of your clients, everybody that you have supported, I kid you not, every week, dude, I got this text message. You know, I don't even erase them. Let me read some of these text messages real quick. One of them had me bawling because, you know, sometimes I feel like there's nobody out there that cares.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like
I'm... A lot of that. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm all alone. And then when I don't want to be around people or when... You know, I get upset. I feel like I've alienated my friends that are around me, and I've gotten kind of that bubble to where I think if the friends don't need you, they're not going to contact you.
Yeah.
You know, if you have nothing that they want, you know. So I was feeling bad, but everybody, listen to this. These Catch a Live, I'm not special. I'm just like all of you guys out there. I got these messages every Monday, and I cannot tell you how much it helped me. And this one really teared me up. You rose up to keep your country safe and taught us to value hard work for the sake of others on this Veterans Day. And every day, we appreciate your service. You didn't say, thank you for your service. You said, we appreciate your service. I'm sorry, but that kind of choked me up compared to somebody coming up saying thank you for your service. Because saying thank you to your service to me is like saying, hey, what's up? How you doing? I hate to tell you, but when people say, hey, what's up? How are you doing? They don't really want to know. So if you sit there and you're talking about, well, you know, I got a divorce. I kicked the cat. I have cancer. You know, they're going to be like, I'm sorry I even asked. You know, it's not like really people wanted to know. But that text message that you guys sent, you guys helped me a lot this year, so I wanted to let you guys know that.
Oh, thanks. I'm happy to hear that. It means a lot to us. We work really hard at it, and it means a lot to us.
You know, and for you guys to text each and every person that you help, and it's not a group text. Let's let everybody know it's not a group text. It's not a group text
right.
Where you send, like, 30 numbers, and then you say, okay, and then, you know, the next text, who is this? You know, I hate that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah, we send individual, we send about 2,000 out, And we do that every Monday, and we do it, you know, holidays approaching. We have found that those text messages oftentimes reach you at a time when you really need someone out there that cares. And we've been fortunate enough that a lot of our members will call us and say, hey, you guys have been there for me. I'm in a dark place, and we get a team right out to them to pull them back in.
Right, and the other thing that I was gonna ask before we lose too much time, because I've kind of screwed the pooch on the time factor thing, but before I let you go, I want you to tell us a little bit about your organization. Tell us what inspired you and your son to get involved, and give us some of the qualifications that it takes to be able to be eligible for this program.
Okay. So, well, just to, I don't have a son. It was my brother who died in Afghanistan. He was killed in Afghanistan in 2009. He was a huge fitness enthusiast. He was my best friend, and he was a man for all men. He really cared and devoted his life to friends and friendships. So after he died, I wanted to really push out what he did with his life, and that was fitness. And so what Ketzlift does is, for any veteran that served Iraq or Afghanistan, 30% and above in one injury that you received in combat, and you served in Iraq or Afghanistan, and it's PTSD is considered a combat wound, and TBI, you can pick any fitness regimen you want to do in the United States. You can go to a gym, you can do jiu-jitsu, swim, whatever it is that makes you get healthy and stay healthy.
Wow.
If you can't get to a gym because of PTS or other physical disabilities, we will bring that gym to you and set it up in your house, ellipticals, treadmills, weight machines, whatever it is you want. And once you get in the program, we help you. We've grown so much that we're taking veterans that have been in the program. We're getting them certified in coaching, in nutrition, in fitness. And those veterans become the veterans members' coaches. So when you come into the program now, you can have personal training by a fellow veteran. You can have nutrition training by a fellow veteran. And these veterans come full circle. They come in, they start with fitness, they start with nutrition, and as they go through the program, they start to find their own personal goals, they drop medication, they drop weight, they find friendships, they get more integrated with their family again, and then they give back to their fellow brother by serving them with coaching, mentoring, motivating, and being there for them. There's no better way to heal from another man that you served with.
Right. Well, I know that when I went to the gym, I know it's kind of funny, but I'm being honest. I learned the hard way that water aerobics is not a way to pick up on chicks. So for my fellow TBIs, if walk away, walk away. But, so the eligibility, because we're running out of talent, eligibility, and I'm so sorry that I got your son, your brother thing mixed up. I'm sorry. I knew he was a vital inspiration for this program, and man, would he be proud! I tell you. What is the eligibilities now?
Iraq or Afghanistan post 9/11 combat injured 30% and above in one injury. If you have not gotten your VA benefits yet, we can help you with your e-benefits. Look at that. If you're still active and getting ready to retire or be discharged, we can look at it case by case. But you have to have been wounded in combat. So PTS, TBI, you know, any physical injury, any amputation, anything like that would make you eligible.
Okay. Okay,
and
good.
Any branch, yep. And we're there for you. Just call us, email us. We'll have a brand new fantastic website up February 1st. We have an amazing group of selfless individuals that will help any question and get you in the program.
Okay, and one last question because we are out of time. This is the time where I tell you it's your time to shine. I've had a couple of texters just text in, wants to know your website, where can they reach you guys, and if there's anything that you would like to say that you want to add, this is your time to shine. Go ahead, Lynn.
Okay. They can go to the website, catchaliftfund.com, or email me directly, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, at catchaliftfund.com. And I'm going to tell you, any veteran out there that has served our country, Catch a Lift team of civilians and veterans are 100% behind you. We're 100% here for you. All you need to do is reach out, and we'll have your back.
Awesome. Awesome. Lynn, as always, great organization, great talking with you. And, you know, one of these days I'll make it out there and we'll be able to meet face-to-face. But for all the work that you guys did, especially in my life, I really appreciate it. And I'm sure that other veterans feel the same way as well.
Thank you.
So, all right, everybody, that is Lynn Kaufman from Catch a Lift Foundation, and we're getting ready to go on a music break, and when we go on that music break... When we go on that music break, we are going to... come back, we're going to do the clearing the air. What is going on today? The headlines, how do we feel about that? We're going to get it off of our chest. Stick around, everybody. Don't go away.
Stepping either you wanted or you just playing. I'm listening to you knowing I can't believe what you're saying. It's a million you, baby boy. got 99 problems, but you won't be one. Like what?
Back, and I tell you what, the things that were supposed to have, I don't know what we hit. We hit some kind of button. Did you hear the train? It was drunk. All right, anyway, so you're listening to the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason. My colleague right now is writing down the information for Catch a Lift Fund.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, Catch a Lift Fund. So basically, hey, they're just trying to get you out and about, and if you can't get out and about, then they'll bring some tools into your house so that you can work up those beer guts, cut them up a little bit or whatever. So, we've had some great music that was passed on to us this last couple of weeks. One of those songs you will definitely hear later on in the show. But guess what, Mike? Guess what time it is?
It's time to break dance.
Retard. It is Clearing the Air.
Clearing the Air is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedoms cannot.
She's gone from suck to blow.
Chicken boy, say that to my face.
All right, so I'm gonna be a nice guy. Do you want me to go first, or do you want to go first?
Oh, you go first, man.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with politics, but one of the headlines that has came out this whole week, I've heard a bunch of it. I've heard about the hacking into the mail to the presidency thing. I've heard that. I've heard this wall thing, how Donald Trump said that he was going to get Mexico to pay for the wall, and it's going to be taxpayers paying for the wall. And with all this commotion stuff going on, life continues in the background. Today, like my friend said, 8 dead. I think that's what he said. 8 dead and like 5 injured or something like that. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous anymore.
It is, yeah. You know, and I don't know what they're doing to that water in Florida, but man, I'm almost scared of going to Disney World. I hope Mickey doesn't. Let's see. It says Fort Lauderdale shooting, 5 dead. Suspect had gun in a bag. Okay, all right. Yeah, 5 dead, 8 wounded. I knew that. I knew Todd was telling me, you know, Todd's my ears. But this is crazy. So, in Florida, if you're gay, we're gonna shoot you.
Yeah.
If you, I don't, I'm trying to make it sound funny so it doesn't sound gross, but the guy basically wanted to make spaghetti in his girlfriend's vagina. I was trying, man. And it's just some of the stuff you just cannot make up. Okay, so you've got this. I mean, yeah, y'all are crazy.
Yeah. You know, I mean, are they swimming in the ocean and the pee water's getting to them or what?
I don't know, but I tell you what, every day now, I saw Scarface.
Yeah.
Scarface, it was like Miami area, right?
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, after seeing Scarface, this stuff makes perfect sense to me.
Exactly.
It's just like right on the, yeah, it's right on the same boat.
Yeah.
It's not like the Jack. Unlike Kate Winslet, the iPhone bumped Jack off the raft too.
Oh God, we don't need none of that.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You know, I think they've wasted a lot of money trying to prove this hacking, this investigating, almost as much as they've wasted money doing the whole Tom Brady. He was suspended for 4 games. Used all that money, and did you really think anything was going to change? Seriously?
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at it, we're supposed to be fixing the economy and how much we're spending. That ain't helping any.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, train it. All right, Mike, what you got for me, man?
You know, honestly...
Or did I take yours?
No. You're good. I mean, you get all these people. We were talking a couple weeks back about all these people moving into Colorado. You know?
Right.
Well, if you haven't noticed how many accidents... We were supposed to go over to Colorado Springs to do a remote out there. That morning, we were supposed to go.
Well, we were going to meet with them. Well, you know, that's the only thing. We want to help veterans, but, you know, I'm having a hard time. I'm not patient. Everybody that knows me knows that I'm not patient. And I'm having a hard time with this email and back and forth. Yeah. I want, you know, progression. I want answers. I don't want to sit here and say, hey, we can do this. You need to rewrite this, you know. But it wasn't remote. Yeah. It was a meeting or remote. We're thinking late March, early April. We want to do a remote with the USO at Fort Carson. They're bringing in some medical staff, doctors, that they have a brand new plan and they want to announce it to the American people, the soldiers, the veterans, of what this new plan is going to be. And we were lucky we got picked to be that show.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, we were supposed to go there just to even for the meeting. And you get a 25-car pileup that shuts down the I-25 South Corridor to where we couldn't even get there.
Right.
I mean, it's like. Yeah, Colorado's beautiful, but all these people who've never been in snow before from Texas.
hey, dude, it's not just Texas, man. You've got, I mean...
Well, California, too. But, yeah, that's not a state. We're going to call that an island from now on.
Oh, California?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, man. Oh.
Is that all you got?
Yeah, man. Like, these people need to learn how to drive.
Okay, that's I'm like sitting here, we're talking, and I'm like, Mike.
It's the TBI.
What it is. I'm like sitting here thinking, what is your issue? Okay, so your issue is the driving.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so... You know, without us, like, calling blame or anything, what do you think the solution would be for Drake? I mean, I'm being serious. I'm not sitting here trying to crack jokes. I'm being serious, you know, because it's easy to sit here and gripe about something, but if you don't have a solution or have an idea to make a solution, then it's not funny when you make fun of the problem.
Well, absolutely. And you know, they're trying to fix the issue, trying, by putting in light rails. But how many light rails do you need for this amount of people that are in Colorado right now?
I don't know. You know, I mean, New York City, they've got more public transportation than we do completely.
Oh, yeah.
And it works for them. So that's not a bad idea. But the thing is, how affordable is it? Everything works on money. We talked about it this last week. You know, cost of living allowance. Everybody's like, woohoo! I'm going by 13% up. I'm getting a COLA raise. Congratulations. Your milk just went 13% up.
Exactly.
I don't know why people, you know, want the minimum wage to be raised, because just think about it. Let's say everybody says, okay, you know what? We're gonna put the dollar as the quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
But see, I don't think they're gonna do that.
No.
You know, but that's the only way that we're gonna keep inflation down.
Yeah.
Is if we stop asking for more money.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I just don't see the minimum wage. I don't see it changing. And my friend, see, we've got a lot of interaction today. My friend wrote me, he's like, COLA was 3%, not even a whole percent. It was only $10 for the VA at 100%. And, you know, he has a point. That's just it, though. But it gives the businesses an excuse to raise up.
Oh, yeah.
So when you get that... So when you get your bill for your steak, it's probably going to run about $50 now instead of $40.
Exactly.
So, all right, hit it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, everybody, it is that time. We're getting ready to go on a music break. And when we come back off that music break, we are going to talk about who we're going to talk with next week. We're going to preview them, and believe it or not, oh my gosh, you're going to love this, especially if you're a Star Wars geek like we are. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Steve from Counting Crows.
Hi, this is Eric Clapton.
Hey, this is Sully from Godsmack.
Hello, this is Angus Young and...
Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
Hi, this is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Hi, I'm Tyson.
I'm Nick.
And we're the All American Rangers.
Hey, this is Chris Robinson, the guy with the big nose from the Black Crows.
This is Azul from The Union, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Fight. They didn't even make the sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened, every rule I had you breaking. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out.
Feel ya.
listening to the H Train Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the H Train Show right here on Military Brotherhood Radio, Radio with a Reason. If you missed it, today's nonprofit that we talked with was Catch a Lift Fund. Catch a Lift Fund. And on our Facebook page, we went ahead and posted that website that...
Not yet.
Oh.
Because you can't use the mouse for both at the same time.
Oh, you're slacking, dude. Okay, so so while Mike is posting on our Facebook page about that information with Lynn on Catch a Lift Fund, we're just going to briefly talk about... We're just going to briefly talk about what we talked about today. Keep in mind that you can email her. Her email is lynn@catchaliftfund.com. This is such a great organization. I love them dearly. They helped me a lot. So, but Mike, whenever you get a chance, it is that time. It is the two-minute warning.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
All right, everyone. Two-minute warning is brought to you by Common Ground Golf Course, a place for all and all the game teaches. Beautiful, colorful Colorado here at the Common Ground Course. It has a par three. There's just so many things that we could go on and on about, but they are the ones that bring you the show. Okay, so our two-minute warning, what did you learn today?
Oh, man, like, that's really cool fun that she has going there about the Catch a Lift, because I pay $180 a month just for jiu-jitsu. That is extremely helpful if, per se, I can't make it a couple months because, you know, you have bills that come up and they, yeah, cause you to have negative funds in the bank account. But, you know.
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, it's okay. But, you know, I mean, think about it. If you can't afford a jiu-jitsu month or something like that, she was saying that you could get help through that, and get brothers that have been there before to help you out as well, which is just amazing. I should say, and sisters too, because, you know, it's not just men. So, but that's the thing, you know, there's times to where I can't pay $180 for a jiu-jitsu month. It's ridiculous sometimes, but they got to make their money somehow, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I told you, since you're doing this, you can go to the Colorado Media School, and they got a really nice stipend. It definitely would help. I mean, you're already doing this. I tell you, I did not know that I was going to love DJing until I got involved. Yeah. It's one of those things where you don't know if you're going to like it until you get involved with it. And I got too many hobbies, man. I embroidery now, I guitar now, I golf, I ski. And I'm afraid if I tack on anything else, my wife is going to leave me because I got too much shit around this house.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, you know, I'd like to learn how to guitar one day. I have no idea about guitaring.
Right?
No.
Okay, hit that train. We're running out of time, people. Okay, well, what I learned today is I think Jim, our boss, I think he might be deaf.
Yeah.
So I told him, I'm like, I got this battle buddy that, you know, did the song, and it's a good song. You know, it doesn't sound like a transgender or anything like that, you know? I mean, he sounds good, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I said, maybe I can get him to talk to you, like interview or whatever. And Jim's like, well, he sounds country. Now, I've heard that show. I've heard this song three times. I played it in my hour. I played it here. And I played it the day that I brought Todd on. Okay.
Yeah.
That shit ain't country, dude.
No. No.
So, yeah, Jim, if you're listening to this,
you're outvoted.
Yeah, you're, yeah. Here's your sign. You might be deaf. Maybe he's just heard so much Cookie Monster on steroid music. He can't tell the difference between country and rock now.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Right? Okay. Everybody, it is our time to get out of here. Next week, we are going to be talking with Star Wars. This guy knows everything about Star Wars. He is a total Star Wars geek. He's going to tell us about Chewbacca and his kids. He's going to tell us about everything. You do not want to miss this. Catch us this Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when we talk to Tom Sorrell. And with that, is it not going?
Oh,
there it is.
Yeah, here's your sign.
Rednecks. All right, everybody, thank you for listening to us. And once again, Houston Texans, if you see a Colts fan out there, make sure you buy them a drink, because Jim Irsay is your MVP for another year. Have a great day, everybody. Love you. Bye-bye.